Yesterday, Herman Cain held a press conference. Yesterday would have been November 8th, 2011, held a press conference emphatically denying that what is being charged against him did not happen. So the allegations, according to Herman Cain, are baseless. Those were his words. He identified the fact that he did not know this Sharon Bilek, who is accusing him of reaching under her skirt 14 years ago when she approached him to help her find a new job. What every Christian should take note of as they pay attention to the political atmosphere in America is the manner in which the Judaic principles that this country was founded upon are being completely ignored. You might ask, what do you mean by that? Well, let me read to you from Deuteronomy 19:15, God's standard with regard to one person's ability to make an accusation against another person. Moses writes, "One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established." So that's exactly what we're dealing with in this situation. We've got a scenario whereby she is accusing him of doing something. There isn't anyone that says, "Yes, I saw him put his hand under her skirt." We have 14 years go by in which nothing's said, nothing's done, very little communication occurs, and now all of a sudden, in American politics, a person is able to make an accusation, and then a national microphone is given to the person. An attorney stands next to her, which somehow seems to legitimize the credibility or the authenticity of the witness. The fact of the matter is the attorney was not present. The attorney doesn't know whether this is true or false. The attorney is taking one person's word against the other person's word. And now a man who was well on his way to being a contender for the Republican nomination is fighting to stay alive based on an allegation from one person without any tangible proof. There's no fingerprints. There's no DNA. There's no witness whatsoever. This is completely unacceptable. The fact of the matter is, the more this happens, the less legitimate, qualified candidates are going to be willing to risk running for office because of the manner in which this behavior is legitimized and put forth in such an authoritative manner as though there's no doubt that the woman's telling the truth and that she should be believed above the man in which the charge is being leveled against. In case you think that this is an isolated scripture reference, pulled out of context, let's look at what Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy, chapter number 5, verse number 19. The Word of God reads, "Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses." So again, Paul makes it very clear that in order for a charge to be leveled against an elder, there is a requirement for at least two witnesses. So clearly it's fair to infer from the reference to elder that a general rule should prevail in society that one person does not have the right or should not be given a pulpit or a podium or a microphone or the ability to ruin somebody's life or their political career with an accusation. If this doesn't change in America, fewer and fewer people are going to be willing to risk their testimony and their life and their privateness, so to speak, as this atmosphere continues to escalate. I hope every Christian listening to this broadcast will recognize that Herman Cain should be considered innocent until proven guilty, and that they should not allow the media to influence themselves without any legitimate, credible evidence. In this case, that would have to be another person that validates what the accusation is. And until that happens, Herman Cain should be evaluated as innocent until something changes. If more than one witness comes on board that can validate the testimony, then he will have to be then called in question. But until then, every Christian, regardless of whether they vote for Herman Cain or not, should speak of him as innocent until something changes.